He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It is Wednesday, June 3rd. Today in practice, well, Brian Cushing missed a few reps because of a tight hamstring. It's just a precautionary issue. He is fine. But for the most part, the Texans really are very impressed with how Cushing has done during OTAs. He drops into coverage well, and he has a quote-unquote mean and nasty demeanor out on the field. And they've seen this before the Texans have even started hitting. So imagine what they'll see then. Now, Cushing has said that, you know, that demeanor, he was born with it, and he's pretty excited about how far he's come just even in these last few weeks. Well, helping Cushing out a lot is DeMeco Ryans, the middle linebacker, Pro Bowler in 2007. And DeMeco really has been giving some mentoring to these younger linebackers. And DeMeco said he takes that on as a role, and he enjoys that. And I caught up with DeMeco after practice, and here's what he had to say about his role as mentor.
Yeah, he's very big guy in athletics, so he's doing a good job for us. You know, like I said, there's a lot on his plate, and he's doing a good job of it.
What are some of the things you're impressed with thus far?
I'm impressed with the way he moves. Be a big guy, he does a good job of moving around.
Now, DeMeco's nickname on the Texans team is Captain Meco. It's known by everyone, and even Coach Gary Kubiak recognized that. He said DeMeco is the leader, the defensive leader with the team, and he feels like DeMeco really has brought along these young linebackers, especially Brian Cushing.
A lot of these young linebackers have talked about DeMeco being a mentor to them.
Yeah.
How important has he been?
Anytime a team starts calling you Captain, that's your nickname, you know, or Cap, whatever they call him, that talks about respect. It's as good a group as we've had going into training camp at that position, and he's the leader of that group. So a lot of respect there, and this football team, to take a big jump defensively, the linebackers should play better than they've ever played. But it's the best group we've had, so he's the leader, so we'll see what happens.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Thursday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans, get up and scream.